Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine, and Florida State League Baseball is back here at TD Ballpark. Your Blue Jays started the season on the road in Fort Myers with a three-game set against the Mighty Muscles. Dineen took the game on opening day, but Fort Myers won the remaining two, winning the first series of the year. But we're back at home after a short two-day hiatus, and we are so happy to be back home here at TD Ballpark. Your Blue Jays welcome in the visiting Tampa Tarpons for the first six-game series of the season, and both teams are looking to get back to 500 here tonight. Tampa lost to the Lakeland Flying Tigers in their opening series over this past opening weekend. Both teams sit at 1-2. Let's take a look at the standings, albeit only three games in. In the East, the Daytona Tortugas are the lone unbeaten team in the Florida State League after sweeping the St. Lucie Mets during opening weekend. So they sit atop at 3-0. The Jupiter Hammerheads follow them at 2-1. Then the Palm Beach Cardinals at 1-2. And then the St. Lucie Mets at 0-3. In the West, three teams are tied for first. The Clearwater Threshers, Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, and Lakeland Flying Tigers all 2-1. And then all tied for fourth are your Dineen Blue Jays, the Tampa Tarpons, and the Bradenton Marauders. Now looking ahead at tonight's starting pitchers, the Tampa Tarpons send out Hayden Murda, making his professional debut. Murda, the 23-year-old out of Ladera Ranch, California, was a 17th-round pick by the Yankees in last year's draft out of Azusa Pacific University. He wasn't really a starter in college, only three total starts in his career at Azusa Pacific, all coming in his final college season. And while in college, Murda appeared in 32 games, posting a combined 5.12 ERA in 65 innings pitched. As for your Blue Jays, manager Donnie Murphy hands the ball off to Dunedin veteran Rafael Ohashi. Ohashi, the 20-year-old out of Brazil, was fantastic last year for Dunedin. In 11 games, 8 starts, Ohashi posted a 2.96 ERA in 45 and two-thirds innings pitched. He was extremely dependable throughout the season, but he did land on the IL for about 2.5 months towards the back half of last season. But I think if it weren't for that, he would have already made his move up to High A Vancouver. Now let's take a look at the lineups first for the visiting Tampa Tarpons, managed by Rachel Balkovec. Batting first, the shortstop Brenny Ascanio. Batting second, at third base, Jared Serna. Batting third, the DH, Dowry Arias. Batting fourth, the catcher, Omar Martinez. Batting fifth in right field, Nelson Medina. Batting sixth in left field, Jesus Rodriguez. Batting seventh in center field, Alan Mejia. Batting eighth at first base, Ronnie Rojas. And batting ninth, rounding out the order for the Tarpons, at second base, Roberto Chirinos. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. They look like this. Batting first at second base, Adrian Pinto. Batting second at shortstop, Manuel Beltre. Batting third at third, Tucker Thoman. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Peyton Williams. Batting fifth in right field, Robert Robertis. Batting sixth, the catcher, Sammy Hernandez. Batting seventh, the DH, Roque Salinas. Batting eighth in left field, J.C. Mason. And batting ninth, rounding out the order for the Blue Jays, in center field, Jaden Rudd. We're going to take a quick break. First pitch will be in about 22 minutes or so, but we'll be back for opening ceremonies, the 2023 home opener presented by TD, coming soon.
visiting Tampa Tarpons and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Now, fans, it's time to introduce the visiting Tampa Tarpons. First, the reserves. Number 2, Yorlin Calderon. Number 4, Luis Velasquez. Number 7, Matt Keating. Number 9, Will Bryan. Number 10, Augustin Ramirez. Number 11, Shane Gray. Number 14, Cole Ayers. Number 15, Brock Selvidge. Number 16, Sean Herman. Number 18, Harrison Cohen. Number 19, Jeff Gilbert. Number 20, Justin Lang. Number 21, Manny Ramirez. Number 23, Taylor Aguilar. Number 26, Alex Bustamante. Number 27, Dairo Perez. Number 29, Felix Nagase. Number 30, Leonardo Pestana. Number 33, Rainfer Salinas. Number 44, Mason Vineyard. Next, the coaches and staff. Manager, Rachel Balkovec. Hitting coach, Rick Guarno. Pitching coach, Gerardo Casadiego. Defensive coach, Lino Diaz. Defensive coach, Michel Hernandez. Trainer, Jordan Gastola. Strength coach, Dylan Lidge. Video and travel assistant, Brent Dravalis. Advanced scouting analyst, Devin Clementi. And now, the starting lineup for the Tarpons. Batting first, shortstop, number 1, Renny Escanio. Batting second, third baseman, number 5, Jared Cerna. Batting third, designated hitter, number 24, Dalry Arias. Batting fourth, catcher, number 13, Omar Martinez. Batting fifth, right fielder, number 3, Nelson Medina. Batting 6, left fielder, number 35, Jesus Rodriguez. Batting 7th, center fielder, number 12, Alan Mejia. Batting 8th, first baseman, number 25, Ronnie Rojas. Batting 9th, second baseman, number 17, Roberto Chirinos. The starting pitcher for the Tarpons is right-hander, number 45, Hayden Murda. And now, fans, let's meet your Dunedin Blue Jays, the 2022 Florida State League West Division champions. First, the reserves. Number 4, Angel Del Rosario. Number 5, Eliander Alcalde. Number 6, Nick Deschamps. Number 8, Ryan Jennings. Number 9, Raquelden DeCastro. Number 10, Kevin Miranda. Number 11, Lazaro Estrada. Number 12, Marcos De La Rosa. Number 14, Harry Rutkowski. Number 15, Alex Amalfi. Number 16, Kendry Rojas. Number 19, Yandri Rojas. Number 21, Nathaniel Perez. Number 22, Ryan McCarty. Number 23, Rafael Sanchez. Number 27, Ian Churchill. Number 28, Tyner Leon. Number 34, Grayson Thurman. Number 38, Ryan Chassie. Number 44, Kelvin Perez. Next, the coaches and staff. Manager, Donnie Murphy. Hitting coach, Matt Young. Pitching coach, Corey Reardon. Bench coach, George Carroll. Bullpen coach, Yoel Hernandez. Development coach, Peter Stravinsky. Strength and conditioning coach, Joseph Cardona. Athletic trainer, Brandon Hammerstrong. Dietitian, Katarina Mangieri. Dietitian, Stephanie Tavell. Technology assistant, Isidro Lopez. Home clubhouse manager, Andrew Stein. Visiting clubhouse manager, Vince Ingolia. Here's the starting lineup for your Dunedin Blue Jays. Batting first, second baseman, number one, Adrian Pinto. Batting second, shortstop, number seven, Manuel Beltre. Batting third baseman, number 35, Tucker Thomas. Batting fourth, first baseman, number 40, Peyton Williams. Batting fifth, right fielder, number 13, Robert Robertus. Batting sixth, catcher, number 30, Sammy Hernandez. Batting seventh, designated hitter, number 26, Roque Salinas. Batting eighth, left fielder, number 24, J.C. Mason. Batting ninth, center fielder, number 3, Jaden Rudd. The starting pitcher for the Blue Jays is right-hander, number 2, Rafael Ohashi. One more time, let's hear it for your Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans, please remove your caps, and for those who are able, please rise for the singing of the national anthem. Here to perform the Star Spangled Banner, please welcome Katie Ducharme.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rabbits red glare, the boots bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
That was the home opener ceremonies. And the 2023 Florida State League home opener for your Dunedin Blue Jays is coming up next.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We're getting set for game one of 66 here at TD Ballpark. The 2023 Florida State League season is underway, and this is the home opener. First time this year we're playing here at TD Ballpark. Rafael Ohashi on the bump for your Blue Jays out of Brazil. The 20-year-old signed with the Blue Jays originally back in 2019 as an international free agent. Had a fantastic year last year, posting a 2.96 ERA. The righty out of the windup kicks, fires. First pitch is in there, and the first home game of the year is underway. Brenny Ascanio, the shortstop, leading off for the Tarpons as he rips out one over the head of Peyton Williams just into fair territory. Over onto that short wall. It kicks out. Robertus having a little bit of trouble with it. Now heading towards third. No, he's going to hold up there at second. A leadoff double for Brenny Ascanio. Didn't hit that overly hard, but hit in the right spot. Just now, about right, 6 to 8 inches fair. And now the Tarpons immediately threatening here in this top half of the first. Both teams coming into this game with a 1-2 record. Tampa dropped 2 out of 3 to Lakeland to start off their 2023 season. Your Blue Jays traveled to Fort Myers, dropping 2 of 3. They won opening day, but lost the last 2 of that series. Runner in scoring position already, and that one sent towards center. Coming in a bit over to his left is Jaden Rudd. Now the throw is going to be cut off towards third. A late tag, but Escanillo able to get in there without a throw. One away now. That's going to bring up Dowry Arias, the DH. Arias batting 333, 2 of 6. Playing 2 games in that opening set against the Tigers. Ohashi kicks, fires that one. A floater towards center. Medium depth. Jaden Rudd with a running start. The throw is going to be towards the plate, and he's going to throw it a little bit far too far down the line. A sack fly goes in the books for Dowry Arias with Escanillo tagging up now. An appeal over, and they got him. They said he went early. Oh, the appeal over to third. And Tucker Tolman stepped on the bag, and that wipes away the run. So what a way to end the inning. It was going to be a sack fly, and they said he went early. Home umpire Shea Graham with the call, and that will be the inning. So no runs, one hit, nobody left the board for the Tarpons. We'll head to the home half of the first. We're getting it started here at TD Ballpark. We'll be back.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get it in right. I do every night. You can call it limelight. I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking all right. TK jeans on, skin tight. She been shaking that tail light. Got me frozen in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road. Real low.
We're back here, home half of the first. No score after that appeal over to third. A wild way to end the first half inning here at TD Ballpark. First pitch to Adrian Pinto by Hayden Murda is outside for ball 1-0. Pinto, soft dribbler down the third base line. That's going to be an infield single. How about that for Adrian Pinto? A swinging bunt, and he's got plenty of speed, so no chance. The Tarpons infield had no chance with third baseman Jared Serna coming in and Murda coming off the mound. Neither one of them even picked it up until Pinto was already on first base. So an infield single to leave things off. That's going to bring up Manuel Beltre, the shortstop. And that one he lines foul right side. 0-1 to start off Beltre. And I'm not sure what they were calling there. Beltre's headed over towards first. Oh, they called catcher's interference. Interference on the catcher, Omar Martinez. So what a way to start off this first inning of baseball here at TD Ballpark for 2023. A peel over to third to get the final out in the top half of the first. Then a swinging bunt for Adrian Pinto. And then catcher's interference puts two runners on. Now that one gets away from Serna. Pops over to the left. The Blue Jays are going to have runners in scoring position. Second and third. No outs now for Tucker Thoman. So a passed ball on Omar Martinez. Gets both runners in scoring position. The Tarpons are going to have the infield in. Or at least the left side of the infield in. They pull back the two on the right side. And that one in there for a called strike. Fastball at 90 inside corner. 0-2 the count to Tucker Thoman. Thoman 5-for-12 in his Dunedin career. 417 batting average. He's played in all four games now. That one a grounder right side. That's going to score a run over to first in time. And the Blue Jays are on the board here first. Moving over to third on the play was Manuel Beltre, and that's going to bring up Peyton Williams.
First baseman, 40,
a productive Peyton out for Williams. Tucker Thoman brings in a run. And now the infield stays in for Peyton Williams. Just 1-for-12 in his first three games. That one he takes low and inside. 1-0 to start him off. That one up and out a little bit. Two balls, no strikes. Peyton Williams, the former seventh-round draft pick by the Blue Jays out of the University of Iowa, 22 years old, out of Des Moines. Cut and a miss of that one. Fastball, top part of the zone. He couldn't connect. 2-1. Runner on third, 90 feet away. Still only one out. A big chance for the Blue Jays to tack another one on. The 2-1, cut and a miss. That one looked like the slider that time. Nice pitch there by Hayden Murda. Murda making his professional debut here tonight. Was drafted in, I believe, the 17th round by the Yankees last year. That one, a little outside it looked. Good take there by Williams. 3-2 full count. And the 3-2 pitch. That one inside. A walk drawn by Peyton Williams. That's going to put runners on the corners. One away for Robert Robertis.
Right fielder, number 13, Robert Robertis.
So Robertis coming up. Yet to record a hit. But he has drawn two walks in his two games played so far. Takes that first pitch outside. 1-0 to start him. Robertis, the 20-year-old out of Venezuela, takes that one upstairs. Murda working out of the stretch. Comes set. The 2-0. That one inside. 3-0, quickly behind Robertis. Catcher Sammy Hernandez waiting on deck. And the 3-0. That one lifted high left side. That's fading. It might stay in. Serna, the third baseman, over towards the netting. Pulls back a little bit and makes the grab. Swinging 3-0 with runners on the corners. And he fouls out. Tough at bat there for Robertis.
Catcher, number 30, Sammy Hernandez.
And now Sammy Hernandez steps in, and the Tarpons are one out away from getting out of here with minimal damage. Hernandez, 2-for-4 in his only game. He played the second game of that opening set in Fort Myers. 2-for-4, a run scored. Takes that first pitch up high. That one line towards right. That might fall, and no, it stays up long enough for Nelson Medina to make the grab, and that will end the inning. So one run on one hit. They leave runners on the corners. 1-0 lead for your Blue Jays as we head towards the top half of the second. And Blue Jays fans, don't miss out on opening weekend here at TD Ballpark this Friday, April 14th, to celebrate the start of yet another season of Blue Jays baseball here in Dunedin. We'll be lighting up the Dunedin sky with post-game fireworks. And then on Saturday, April 15th, don't miss out on our opening Family Day kickoff bash. Make your way to TD Ballpark at 5:30 p.m. when gates open for a kickoff bash for the first weekend of the season. The kids and family can enjoy inflatables, face painting, music, balloon artists, and crafts throughout the night. Don't miss out on opening weekend here at TD Ballpark. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. The way I breathe you in is the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you. There's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up, yeah. And I'll be right here with you till the end. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah.
We're back here, top half of the second. 1-0 ball game, your Blue Jays leading. Rafael Hashi back out for a second inning worth of work. First pitch taken just a little bit low, it looked like, to Omar Martinez, the catcher. 1-0 to start him off. Hashi just four pitches in that first inning. And there's a hard hit grounder over to second, picked up by Pinto. He'll flip it over to first in time for the 4-3 putout. So we didn't get a chance in the first inning, but let's meet your Blue Jays defense. In outfield from left to right, we've got J.C. Mason, Jaden Rudd, and Robert Robertis. Along that infield, third to first, Tucker Thoman at third, Manuel Beltre at short, Adrian Pinto at second base with Peyton Williams at first, and Sammy Hernandez behind the dish. Nelson Medina, the right fielder. First pitch to him, taking a little bit up high, the slider, 1-0. One up, one down in this inning for Ohashi. That one missed inside, back with the slider. Medina, 2 of 7 so far to start the year, with a walk as well. And did he go around? It looked like he did. He did, in fact, says Shea Graham, the base umpire. Chad Lagana behind the dish tonight. 2 balls and a strike. And that one way upstairs, 91, that time on the fastball by Ohashi. Wind blowing slightly out towards right field. Should help out the lefties. It is kicking a little bit as well towards foul territory, but it'll still give them an advantage. That one upstairs. So one out walk drawn by Medina. That's going to bring up Jesus Rodriguez, the left fielder.
Left fielder, number 35, Jesus Rodriguez.
Jesus Rodriguez, the left fielder. First pitch to him, that one in there. 0-1 to start him off. This is an all ABS game, automated balls and strikes. First three games of the series will be as such for the entire year, and then the latter three are going to be challenge games where the ABS will be used as a backup with the home umpire calling balls and strikes. So 0-1, there goes the runner. Throw by Hernandez is in time. What a throw by Hernandez. An absolute bullet towards second base. Medina caught stealing. And it was called a strike at the plate, so now 0-2, two outs to Rodriguez. Wipes away that walk given up by Ohashi. And that one sent towards left. Coming in a little bit is Mason. He'll settle, make the grab, and that will end the inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left the board. We'll head to the top half, rather the bottom half of the second. It's 1-0.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Hey. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted till. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right. You can't be right. Yeah. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. Yeah. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that.
We're back here, bottom half of the second. 7-8-9 hitters due up. Roque Salinas, J.C. Mason, and Jaden Rudd, all for your Dunedin Blue Jays. First pitch by Murda, taken up and out by Salinas. 1-0 to start him off. Salinas 1-for-7 in his first two games played so far this year. He takes that one low and inside. 2-0 the count. Roque, the 20-year-old out of Mexico, signed with the Blue Jays in January of last year. That one outside off the glove of Martinez. Having a little bit of trouble, it seems, on the pitches outside where he's got to turn that glove over. Something to keep note of. 3-0 now to start off Salinas. See if he's got the green light here. And the pitch. That one low. So a four-pitch walk to the leadoff man. Salinas jogs on over to first base, and now J.C. Mason will step in.
Left fielder, number 24, J.C. Mason.
Mason 1-for-4. Only playing in his second game so far this year. That one upstairs. Murda having a bit of trouble with command here in this inning. All five pitches he's thrown have been outside the zone. And 14 of his 23 total pitches have been called balls. That one a chopper off the front foot of Mason. Popped into the middle of the infield, and it'll be 1-1. A ball and a strike. Mason batting from the left side. Righty-lefty matchup here. Jaden Rudd on deck, also a lefty. That one ripped towards right, coming in and making it off the glove, off the glove. Medina, he had it dead to rights, and he just missed it. An E9 out there. Oh, what a misplay by Nelson Medina.
Center fielder, number 3, Chapin.
I had that booked as a catch, wrongfully so. Took my eyes off thinking that was a no-doubter, and it popped off the glove. Now, runners on first and second. Two errors already by the Tarpons defense. And now Jaden Rudd with an RBI opportunity. Runners on first and second, no outs. First pitch, that one a soft blooper towards center. Coming in, and that's going to fall for a base hit. Put that in the perfect spot between the shortstop Escanillo and Mejia out there in center field. And now the bases will be loaded for Adrian Pinto. Top of the order coming up. No outs.
Number 1, Adrian Pinto.
Salinas on third. Mason on second. Rudd on first base. Now Adrian Pinto up. reached on an infield single, came around and scored the run in that bottom of the first. 0-1, he called, took that one for a called strike, 0-1. And the pitch, ground ball left side, that's going to be picked up over at third. Now the throw home is going to hit the runner. That went off of Salinas, and advancing over to third now is Mason, rather Rudd. They took the force at third. Jared Cerna stepped on the bag, tried to get the out over at home, and it hit off of Salinas over towards the Blue Jays dugout. So the Blue Jays played a run. They keep runners on the corners. And I'm sure that'll go down as an error on Cerna. So right now we're potentially looking at three errors in the first two innings by the Tarpons. Now, runners on the corners for Manuel Beltre. Takes that first pitch for a strike, 0-1. And there goes Pinto. Now no throw over to second. Nobody covering, and Jaden Rudd was heads up to not take off as well on the pump fake by Martinez. So now that puts two runners in scoring position. It's been a really tough start to this game for Tampa. That one in the dirt, kept in front by Martinez. 2-1 the count to Beltre. Beltre reached on a catcher's interference on a foul ball that went over the roof towards the right side of the ballpark. The 2-1. That one called a strike. Infield is in for the Tarpons. Everybody's within a foot of the infield grass. The 2-2. That one a foul ball off the bat of Beltre. Fights that one off, stays alive. Two balls, two strikes. Murd out of the stretch. Kicks, fires. That one low. Little inside as well. Count now full. Blue Jays up 2-0 here in the bottom half of the second. Murd kicks, fires. Cut and a miss. That one, a really nice slider. Beltre, a bit fooled, swung over top of it. Now two outs, runner still on second and third for Tucker Thoman. First strikeout of the night for Murda. First pitch to Thoman, up and out. 93 mile an hour fastball. Put a little bit more behind it on that one, did Murda. The 1-0, that one high and inside. Looked like a cutter there that time. Now, Gerardo Casadiego out to go talk to Hayden Murda, and the part of the Tarpons infield will join him. Roberto Chirinos, the second baseman, joins Omar Martinez and Hayden Murda on the mound with Casadiego. Two balls, no strikes, the count to Tucker Thoman. Thoman, the 19-year-old out of Columbia, South Carolina. He was the Blue Jays draft pick in the second compensatory round of this past year's draft out of Hammond High School. Currently the fifth-ranked prospect in the Blue Jays organization. And he's got a chance here to potentially double the Blue Jays lead with a base hit. Runners on second and third, a 2-0 count, two outs. Murda kicks, fires. That one fouled back. Thoman tried to turn on it. Just a little bit underneath. And it went back to the screen, 2-1. Thoman, the switch hitter, playing third base tonight. And cut and a miss of that one. Couldn't stay disciplined on the high heat. That one was a bit up. And the count moves to 2-2. Peyton Williams on deck. And the 2-2 pitch. Foul tip, and it pops out of the mitt of Martinez. Martinez definitely going to be frustrated with himself on that one, especially if Toman can get a run or two in. The 2-2 again. Fouled back. Toman fighting, staying alive. Getting just enough on it. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Murda comes set. Kicks, fires. Ground ball left side. That's going to be a foul ball. About 3 feet foul on that one. Would have been a tough play for Jared Serna at third. But we'll go again. Still 2-2. Three straight foul balls by Toman here. Staying alive. Cut and a miss. The cutter that time by Murdo was able to retire Toman finally. And we'll head to the top half of the third here at TD Ballpark. It's 2-0, your Blue Jays in front. And Blue Jays fans, be sure to cycle on over to TD Ballpark on Friday, April 28th for Bike Night. The Blue Jays take on the Bradenton Marauders with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. There will be a pregame bike ride guided by Dunedin Bike Tours and a bunch of great raffle items. Don't miss out on 1 minute of the action here at TD Ballpark. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now. We're back here, top half of the third. Alan Mejia, the center fielder, going to lead things off for the Tarpons. First pitch taken up high, 1-0 by Ohashi. Just 14 pitches through the first two innings for Ohashi. Very effective, very efficient. The 1-0, cut and a miss. Fastball top of the zone, a little above. 89 miles an hour there by Ohashi, 1-1. 7-8-9 hitters due up. Mejia, Rojas, and Chirinos. That one upstairs. Ohashi making his season debut here tonight. That one low, 3-1. 11 games, 8 starts in the regular season for Ohashi last year. 2.96 ERA, 54 Ks, and 45 and two-thirds innings. 3-1 pitch, trying to hold up. It popped off the bat and back into the screen. Would have been ball four, but now full count to Mejia. Mejia, 2 of 7 in 2 games played so far. And out of the windup, Ohashi deals. That one upstairs. So a leadoff walk, second walk of the night issued by Ohashi. That's going to bring up Ronnie Rojas, the first baseman. Third base runner of the night for Tampa. Previous two were out on the base paths, one on a potential sack fly. That one ripped towards right center field. Going back towards the wall is Robertus, and at the track makes the grab, and that'll be out number one. Looked like that might get up in the wind and keep carrying, but to the good fortune of Ohashi and the Blue Jays, and it did not keep carrying, and Robertus was able to settle underneath right there at the warning track. So one away, one on for Roberto Chirinos, the second baseman. And a foul tip on that slider upstairs. Half tried to crush it, half tried to hold up, ended up getting a piece and going all the way around, 0-1. And there goes the runner. Hernandez, another throw over to second. That's going to be not in time. A one-hopper over to Adrian Pinto, manning second base. A stolen base now for Alan Mejia, the center fielder. First stolen base of the year for Mejia. Now he puts himself in scoring position. No two count. And a slider almost takes the head off our bat boy over there behind that netting. But everybody's all right. Staying alive there is Chirinos. Tampa with a chance to cut into the lead a little bit here. The 0-2, that one upstairs. Ohashi working out of the stretch. Comes set and steps off. Saw the clock. And time was actually ended up being called by Sammy Hernandez, so that's going to count as one disengagement. You're allowed two before you have to get the runner out on the third, or else it's labeled as a balk. And now starting off towards third was Mejia, ends up stopping. Trying to time up Ohashi's delivery as that slider was a little bit low, 2-2. Ohashi not really paying mind to Mejia over there at second. And now move over, and they did not get him. Very close, very, very close. You guys were working on pickoffs here on Monday. On that day off, our series being moved up a day in Fort Myers, so we played Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 2 days off since our last game. Two balls, two strikes, the count. The pitch. That one, a blooper towards center. That looks like it could fall, and it will not. Now, the throw towards second will not be in time, and it went off the glove of Beltre anyway. I thought that was destined to find some turf, but Jaden Rudd with a ton of speed out there in center field able to run it down. Mejia thought the same, but he was able to get back in time. Rudd had a little bit of trouble getting it out of the glove, which made him rush the throw. Or else they would have been, Mejia would have been the third Tarpon out on the base paths. So two down, top of the order now, Brenny Escanillo. First pitch he takes low and inside, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch by Ohashi, that one, did it hit him? It did. Went off the elbow guard and into the glove of Hernandez. So first and second, two down now for Jared Serna, the third baseman.
Third baseman, number 5, Jared Serna.
Third free pass issued by Ohashi. Two walks and one hit batter now. Serna up for the second time. He flew out to center field. First pitch to him. taken a little up high. There go the runners, and over to third with the throw, and it's going to be in time. Another great throw by Sammy Hernandez. Tag applied by Tucker Toman. That will end the inning, and that'll end the threat. It's still going to be Cerno when the Tarpons come back up to bat in the top of the fourth, but we'll head to the home half of the third. It's still 2-0 here at TD Ballpark. And your Blue Jays continue this series against the Tampa Tarpons all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. First pitch for tomorrow is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. And don't forget, it's $2 Wednesday. All Bolt tickets are $2, as well as pizza, popcorn, and peanuts. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now. We're back here, home half of the third. Blue Jays scoring a run in each of the first two innings. Peyton Williams going to lead things off. First pitch cut and a miss. 0-1 to start him off. Drew a walk back in the first inning. And the 0-1, that one inside. Heart of the order due up in this half inning. 4-5-6, Williams, Robertes, and Hernandez. A ball and a strike. Lefty-righty matchup, that one outside. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. That one off the plate. 3-1, a nice solid hitter's count for Peyton Williams. And the pitch. That one low, skipped across the plate. Second walk of the night drawn by Peyton Williams. Leadoff man aboard. That brings up Robert Robertes. No outs here in the third inning. Robertes fouled out on a 3-0 count. He's out number two of that first inning. Takes that first pitch little up, little out. 1-0. Murda already at 50 pitches. Nobody warming up in the pen just yet. That one outside, 2-0. Murda comes set. The 2-0 pitch, that one fouled back. Two balls, a strike. Murda set, kicks, fires. That one inside. 3-1 count to the lefty, Robertes. And the pitch. That one inside. Back-to-back walks to start off the inning. And now Sammy Hernandez will step in with runners on first and second, no outs. That's going to get Gerardo Casadiego back out. Another mound visit for Tampa. Still nobody warming up in the pen. Looks like someone might get started soon. It'll be Sammy Hernandez. He ended the first inning with a fly out to right on what just held up long enough for Nelson Medina to make the grab and prevent another couple runs for the Blue Jays. Chad Lagana out to break up the meeting on the mound. The entire Tarpons infield is out talking. And now everybody starts heading back.
Catcher number 30, Sammy Hernandez.
So first and second no outs for Sammy Hernandez. Blue Jays have been clogging up the base paths each of the first three innings. They've only managed two runs, one in each of the first two. And now it looks like we're all ready. Out of the stretch, Murda comes set. First pitch to Hernandez. That one outside. Hernandez 2-5 now on the season. Again playing in a second game. That one lifted high right side. That should get up and out of play. Couple rows deep. Bounces around the seating bowl. 1-1 the count. Murda, the 1-1. That one just missing inside. Really close on that slider. Couldn't get it back. Two balls and a strike. Righty-righty matchup now. That one, line towards right. That's going to be over towards the track, and Medina makes a running grab. Heading towards third now is Peyton Williams. He'll get there without a throw. Staying at first is Robertis. So Hernandez can't get a base hit, but he can move a runner. And now Peyton Williams 90 feet away. Runners on the corners, one away for Roque Salinas. Salinas drew a walk to lead off the second, came around and scored the only run of that inning, doubling the Blue Jays' lead. That one outside. Infield shaded over about as far right as they can go with the pie slice behind second base. The 1-1. The 1-0, rather. Now 1-1. Fouled back. Salinas, 1-7 in two games played. That one fouled back. Now 1-2. He did draw a walk in his first at bat. He doesn't draw a ton of walks. Last year he sat at about a 2.5% walk rate. He loves to swing the bat. He's got a 1-2 count. J.C. Mason, the left fielder, waiting on deck. And the pitch. That one fouled off. Defensive swing for Salinas. Count stays 1-2. And the pitch. Fouled, lined left side. Stepping back in, he's fouled off a couple in a row. Now Salinas calls time at the plate. Wanting to gather his thoughts, now back in. The 1-2, there goes the runner. Robertis over towards second. The throw will be in time. They got him. So now two down. Peyton Williams was staying at third all the way. 2-2 count. And now the pitch. Ground ball right side. That'll be picked up by Chirinos over to first in time, and that will end the inning. So the Blue Jays can't make good of two walks to start off the inning. We'll head to the top half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. It's 2-0.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
I'm on an island. Even when you're close, can't take the silence.
We're back here. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Top half of the fourth. 2-0 ball game. The Blue Jays leading it. Jared Cerna, the third baseman, going to lead things off. He was at the plate when the caught stealing at third happened of Alan Mejia. So he's back to resume his at-bat. First pitch he takes up high, 1-0. Cerna 0-1. Flew out to center field and is only at bat thus far. Out of the windup, Ohashi the 1-0. That one lifted high and well back. A ball and a strike. Now the count to Cerna. Tonight's opening night here at TD Ballpark for your Blue Jays. It's also opening night in Toronto for the newly renovated Rogers Center. A lot of buzz about the renovated outfield district. Wishing everybody up in Toronto the best. All of our friends who come down for spring. The 2-1, that one upstairs. They have not started their game against the Detroit Tigers just yet with all the opening day festivities. I'm sure that one hit him. On a 3-1 count, Cerna gets plunked on the front shoulder. So two walks given up by Ohashi, now two hit batsmen. That'll bring up Dowry Arias.
Designated hitter, number 24.
He's up for the second time. Sure, Cerna is frustrated getting hit with that one. Never really makes a difference, but it's always much more frustrating getting hit on a 3-ball count, knowing that would have been ball 4 anyway. First pitch, cut and a miss. Fastball, top of the zone, 0-1. Now move over and only about a step and a half off of first base was Cerna, so he's back in easily. The 0-1, fouled back. Arias now down 0-2. Runner on first, no outs. Blue Jays infield in double play depth. The 0-2. Caught and a miss. Fastball at 90. Couldn't catch up to it. Arias goes down swinging. First strikeout of the night. First strikeout of the year for Rafael Ohashi.
Omar Martinez.
Comes here a little bit later than you'd expect in the fourth inning, but it all counts the same. Now Omar Martinez stepping up, the catcher. Martinez grounded out to second in his only at bat thus far. First pitch in there for a strike. Cerno over at first. He's 1-for-1 on stolen base attempts this year. Coming into tonight's game, only 3 total attempts by Tampa this season. Now, granted, that being in only 3 games. The 1-1, that one inside. Good job by Hernandez keeping that in front. Calls time, asks for a new ball. 2-1 the count. That one wouldn't suffice either. Ohashi trading it out for a new ball again. Ohashi working out of the stretch. Comes set, kicks and fires the 2-1 way high. Three balls and a strike. Caught and a miss. Took a bit off of it that time. 3-2. The count now full to Martinez. Ohashi fires. That one just missing above the zone. Tried to drop that slider into that top outside quadrant. Couldn't get it. And now Nelson Medina up. Cerno moves over to second now. Runners on first and second for the Tarpons. Medina up. He walked and was caught stealing. That one misses just off the plate, 1-0. Ohashi looks towards second now. Kicks and fires. That one popped up back out of play. Medina had that error out in right field. The 1-1, that one just off the plate. Slider couldn't catch. Jesus Rodriguez, the left fielder on deck. Ohashi trying to keep the Tarpons off the board. The 2-1, that one a ground ball. Nice pick over there by Beltre over to second for one and holding at second for Pinto. Beltre was able to stop it. It popped out of his glove. Had the wherewithal to go over to second for the force. But Pinto wasn't going to have a chance with Medina hustling down the line. Now runners on the corners, 2 down for Jesus Rodriguez. First pitch in the dirt, kept in front by Hernandez. Rodriguez took a hack at it anyway, 0-1. Ohashi now at 50 pitches. 26 strikes, 24 balls. That one inside corner called a strike. Rodriguez didn't like it, but it is ABS. So now 0-2. Ohashi one pitch away from stranded 2 runners. And the pitch upstairs. put a little bit extra behind that fastball, but couldn't keep it down. One and two. The 1-2. That one high and tight. Count squared up, 2-2. Ohashi. That one a liner back up the middle. It's going to be picked up by Pinto. He'll step on second. It one hopped right behind Ohashi. He gives a little wipe of the brow, and that will end the inning. So the Tarpons leave runners on the corners. We'll head to the home half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. It's still 2-0.
Change shop located on the...
You know I got your number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around, wherever life takes you. You know I follow you. Call you up, you've been crying all night. You're only disappointed in yourself, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna take you into the sunlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around, wherever life takes you. You know I follow you.
We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. J.C. Mason going to lead things off. He lines that one foul the other way. 0-1 to start him off. J.C. reached on an error by Medina in his last at-bat. 0-1. And a soft grounder, right side foul. Mason down quickly, 0-2. It'll be Mason, Rudd, and then top of the order, Adrian Pinto. And the pitch, that one missed. Murda out for his fourth inning worth of work. Started walking around the mound. He thought he was going to get the call. 1-2. And the pitch. That one swung on, lifted, shallow left center. Coming in is the left fielder, Rodriguez. He will make the grab, and that'll be out number one. Now Jaden Rudd up for the second time. Tonight's center fielder, 1-for-1. First base, rather single into center field. First pitch to Rudd. That one swung on, lifted. Left side of the infield now, shading over into foul territory is Cerna. About 4 or 5 steps to the left of the line, makes the grab. And two up, two down. Now Adrian Pinto steps in. Nobody on, two away.
Number one, Adrian Pinto.
First pitch to Pinto, that one taken outside. 1-0 to start him. Pinto reached on an infield single, came around and scored the first run of the ball game. Back in the first, then reached on a fielder's choice. Chopper foul left side, now 1-1. Pinto 3-of-9 on the year. That one a little high. A little tight as well. Pinto leaning back from it. 2-1 out of the windup, Murda. That one inside. Backs Pinto up a little bit now, 3-1. And the pitch. That one swung on, lifted right side. The wind should take that out of play. And giving up on it as it's going to be landing in the second level over here at TD Ballpark. Now 3-2 the count. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Murda trying to get his first clean inning of the night. The pitch. That one swung on, lifted right center field. It'll be Medina settling underneath, makes the grab about 4 or 5 feet in front of the track, and that will end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for the Blue Jays, and we'll head to the top half of the fifth. And Blue Jays fans, for up-to-date info on your Dunedin Blue Jays, including rosters, schedules, and tickets, go to DunedinBlueJays.com. And to stay up-to-date on lineups and game results, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Dunedin Blue Jays.
Well, we grew up down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans. Choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos. Singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's a way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way.
We're back here, top half of the fifth. 2-0 ball game. Blue Jays out in front. First pitch to Alan Mejia, lifted high towards shallow center. Pinto out a deep way. Now Rudd coming in, calling him off, making the grab. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. That'll bring up Ronnie Rojas, the first baseman.
First baseman, number 25, Ronnie Rojas.
Rojas out for the second time now. He flew out to right in his first at bat. Then he rips that one down the line. That's hooking. That's going to be a foul ball. That one bounces around at the balcony of our administration office over there. So just a loud strike on the board for Rojas. He definitely got enough of that to send it over the right field wall, but he was a bit early. Oh and one. Lefty-righty matchup. Ohashi. That one fouled back into the left. 54 pitches through the first four innings for Ohashi. Trying to get through five here. 0-2 the count to Rojas. And the pitch. Outside. A ball and two strikes. Roberto Chirinos, the 9-0 hitter, waiting on deck. Caught and a miss. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, top of the zone. And that's out number two.
Now batting, number 17, Roberto Chirinos.
Two strikeouts now on the night for Ohashi. Roberto Chirinos stepping in for the second time. 0 for 1, a fly out to center field. 0 for 4 on the year. First pitch. That one, the slider that Ohashi just lost the grip on. The 1-0, that one, slider again. Swinging through it was Chirinos. Evens it up, a ball and a strike. Not a ton of strikeouts for Ohashi, but he's gotten a lot of weak contact, even though the command's not been the best by him that we've seen. That one lifted high. Back right side. That might get out of play, and it will. Few kids running around by the stairwell trying to grab it. One lucky kid comes up with it. 1-2 the count to Chirinos now. Ohashi, the 1-2. Slider that he's able to foul off, pulled it, soft chopper left side. Chirinos extended that bat a long way. That was well outside the zone. But he'd already committed. Stays alive, he'll see another. The 1-2. Upstairs. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch. Slider popped up shallow right. Coming in is Robertus. Out is Pinto, who's going to call for it. It's Pinto right on the line, and it drops in fair territory. He couldn't make the grab, and they're ruling that he was in fair territory. It popped off Pinto's mitt and to the right of the right field line. But umpire Shea Graham ruling that the ball was in fair territory and that Pinto was in fair territory when it popped off of him. So that's going to go down as an error on Pinto. It extends the inning now. On second base is Chirinos. Cutting a miss on that one by Brenny Escanio. That one missed out. Runner in scoring position, two outs for the Tarpons. That one missed low. Looked like the changeup there that time by Ohashi. Fastball slider changeup in his repertoire. Two-one. That one missed low and inside. And they're actually ruling that a hit. Not an error on Pinto. So I guess they're going to rule that as a double, and they do. 3-1 the count. That one in there. Tossing the bat was Escanio. He thought it was ball four, but ABS made the call. Now it runs full, 3-2. Three-two pitch. Swung on, fouled off left side. That's going to get out of play. Escanio able to fight that one off. You'll see another pitch. Full count, two away. Ohashi turns towards second. After he lifts his leg. That'll be the first disengagement. Out of the stretch, Ohashi. Caught and a miss. Fastball up at 90. Got the strikeout, third of the night. That strands a runner in scoring position for Tampa. We'll head to the home half of the fifth here at TD Ballpark. 2-0 Blue Jays in front.
Fans, your attention.
We're back here, home half of the fifth. 2-3-4 hitters due up. Beltre, Tillman, and Williams. Hayden Murda still out there. Slider cutting a miss there by Beltre. He'll start off 0-1. Beltre 0-1. He struck out swinging back in the second. Takes that one low. 1-1 the count. Reached back in the first on a catcher's interference. And that one a soft chopper over towards third. Could be trouble. Picked up by Cerna. Long throw. Not going to be in time. Beltre with enough speed down the line. Able to beat it out for an infield single. That's his hit. That's his third hit of the year. Now 3 of 9 on the season. That brings up Tucker Tillman.
Tucker Tillman.
Tillman up for the third time. He's 0-2. Switch hitter batting from the left side against the righty. First pitch, that one in there. Peyton Williams on deck. The 0-1. Upstairs. Fastball still at 93 there by Murda. Hasn't lost the velo that he had at the beginning of this game. That one popped up back out of play. 1-2. Actually, my apologies. The new pitcher. I didn't realize we had a pitching change. It wasn't announced. New pitcher is Mason Vineyard. And that one's outside. Two and two, the count to Tillman. And that one outside. Now a full count. Mason Vineyard, the new pitcher. He's up for the second time this year. And there goes the runner. That one lifted high towards center. Left center field, medium depth. Mejia calls off Rodriguez. And that'll be out number one.
They all call me wild.
First baseman, number 40, Peyton Williams.
So one away now. Peyton Williams up for the third time. He's 0 for 0. He's drawn two walks. Second appearance on the year for Vineyard. Went two innings pitched, three Ks in his only appearance against the Flying Tigers this past weekend. First pitch to Williams, taken outside. 23-year-old righty out of Western Kentucky. The 1-0. Ground ball up the middle. That's going to get picked up, man. A bad toss. Trying to be fancy with it. Brenny Escanillo, a behind-the-back toss, backwards toss, towards second base, and I think that would go down as an error. It'll likely go down as a fielder's choice and an error, if I had to guess, but we'll wait for confirmation. That brings up Robert Robertus. First and second, one away. And that one fouled back, and they actually ruled that as a base hit for Peyton Williams. So second hit of the year for Peyton Williams. Now Robertus with an 0-1 count. Lines that one foul 0-2. Righty-lefty matchup. The 0-2. Caught and a miss. Back foot slider. Robertus was fooled on it. Down on three pitches. That'll bring up Sammy Hernandez.
Sammy Hernandez.
First strikeout for Vineyard. Hernandez up for the third time. He's flown out to right both times he has been up. First pitch, that one right down the middle. Fastball at 93 that time. 0-1 to start off Hernandez. The 0-1, that one in the dirt, pops away from Martinez. Headed towards third is Beltre. Read that really well from second base, and he'll advance 90 feet away. That'll go down as a wild pitch by Vineyard. Hernandez, Williams staying over there at first base. So runners on the corners, two down. The 1-1. That one fouled back. One-two count now to Sammy Hernandez. Looking for his first hit of the night. The pitch. Caught and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the inning for Mason Vineyard. And we'll head to the top half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. It's still 2-0, Blue Jays in front. Don't forget your Blue Jays continue this series against these Tampa Tarpons all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. First pitch for tomorrow scheduled for 6:30 p.m. And don't forget, it's $2 Wednesday. All bowl tickets are $2, as well as pizza, popcorn, and peanuts. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Put your loving hand out, baby. 'Cause I'm begging you to put your love.
let me go. Yeah, anytime I feel you got me, no. Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand out, baby. I'm begging. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be.
We're back here, top half of the sixth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays, the righty, number 21, Nathaniel Perez. First pitch to his first batter, Jared Serna, taking low and outside for a ball, 1-0. Perez last year for the Blue Jays, appeared in four games, gave up four runs all earned. That one sent towards right, going back towards the wall is Robertis. That's going to one-hop the wall. Picked up by Rudd. The throw towards the infield will be cut off by Pinto. And a leadoff double for Jared Serna, the first batter that Perez faces.
Designated hitter, number 24, Dalry Arias.
Just the third hit of the game for the Tarpons. Now that gives them a runner in scoring position here and three outs to do something with it. Final line for Rafael Ohashi, five innings pitched. Two hits, no runs. Three walks, three Ks. Grinded through a little bit of command issues, but right now in line for the win. That one outside. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-0. The count to Dalry Arias. That one missed. 2-0 now the count. That one missed outside as well. Three straight balls now. To start off, Arias. Perez looking towards second. Now kicks and fires. Cut and a miss on the fastball up high. Arias had the green light on a 3-0 count. Swung through that fastball, which likely would have been ball four. 3-1 the count now. Grounder, that's going to get through for a base hit. They're going to wave the runner around, and there's going to be no throw towards home. A RBI single for Arias, driving in his third run of the year for Tampa, and that puts the Tarpons on the board here finally in the sixth.
Catcher number 13, Omar Martinez.
That brings up Omar Martinez, the catcher. Runner on first, no out still. Ready-lefty matchup. That first pitch in there for a strike. Cut and a miss. Looked like the slider that time for Perez. 0-2 now. The 0-2. Rip towards right. That's over towards the corner, and that's going to be a foul ball. Sounded like trouble off the bat, but just a bit early on, it was Martinez. Everybody here in TD Ballpark taking a sigh of relief. Count stays 0-2. Perez. The 0-2 again. That one called strike three. Just clipped the corner.
That's nasty.
Great pitch by Nathaniel Perez.
Fielder,
his first strikeout of the night.
Nelson Medina.
That brings up Nelson Medina. One on, one away. First pitch to Medina, ground ball over to third, picked up by Toman. Over to second for one, and first for two. An inning-ending 5-4-3 double play. So one run on two hits, they leave none. We'll head to the bottom half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. And again, Blue Jays fans, be sure to cycle on over to TD Ballpark on Friday, April 28th for Bike Night. The Blue Jays take on the Bradenton Marauders with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch, and there's going to be a pregame bike ride guided by Dunedin Bike Tours and a bunch of great raffle items. Don't miss out on 1 minute of the action. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Oh, something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving all the options. Quite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold.
Look at me, I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it, can't even put that shit down in rock.
We're back here, home half of the sixth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Roque Salinas going to lead things off for Dunedin. Mason Vineyard out again for his second inning worth of work. 7-8-9 hitters due up. Salinas, Mason, and Rudd. First pitch to Salinas, taken outside. Fastball for a ball, 1-0. One run given up by Nathaniel Perez in the top half of this inning. It's now 2-1. Ground ball, that's going to get through for a base hit. Second hit of the year for Roque Salinas. Leadoff man aboard now, J.C. Mason, the left fielder, will step in.
Left fielder, number 24, J.C. Mason.
One on, nobody out. 2-1 lead for the Blue Jays. First pitch, the slider. Checked his swing. He did not go around, says Shea Graham. The 1-0. That one in there. Mason, 1-for-6 on the year. 0-for-2 tonight. And a foul tip. Couldn't get enough. Now 1-2. A ball, two strikes. Salinas over there at first base. And that one outside. Good take there by JC. Last year, okay, 0-for-3 on stolen base attempts, so I don't expect him to go, but he is taking a few extra steps. That one missed outside, now full count. Three balls, two strikes, Jaden Rudd, center fielder on deck. There goes Salinas, and it's ball four anyway. Salinas actually got a really good jump there. I don't think they would have got him. So now, first and second,
center fielder,
after a leadoff single by Salinas and a walk immediately after him. That brings up Jaden Rudd. Runners on first and second, no outs. And And a balk is called on Mason Vineyard. Both runners will advance. No argument there from the Tampa dugout. And now the infield will come in for the Tarpons. Two runners in scoring position now, second and third. Salinas on third, Mason on second. First pitch to Rudd. That one well outside. Want to know to start off Rudd. Played in the WBC during spring training for Great Britain. Caught in a miss. Rudd, the 20-year-old, he was born on the Royal Air Force Base in Lakenheath. Caught in a miss there. One, two count now. Big chance here for the Blue Jays. And a foul tip straight down and over the heads of Martinez and Lagana. Rudd stays alive. One for two tonight. And the pitch. That one upstairs. Slider couldn't drop into the zone. Count evens up. Score it up at 2-2. Time called. Late time granted to Jaden Rudd. It was right before Vineyard picked up that left leg. Now he comes back set. Kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Rudd tried to hold up. Ended up not being able to. So one away now for Adrian
second
Pinto.
Number one, Adrian
runner
Pinto.
Still at second and third. Infield will stay in for Tampa. Third strikeout for Vineyard. First pitch to Pinto. That one in there. Time called. I think Martinez got crossed up there, and they're going to confirm the signs. So a quick one, and Omar Martinez changed his catcher's mitt. Not sure when he did that, but I did say that was something to keep an eye on. He was having a bit of trouble keeping the ball in the mitt. So he opts for a new one, the 0-1. Foul tip. Back into the mitt, 0-2. Pinto at the plate, Beltre on deck. Couple chances here now. Second and third, 0-2 count. The pitch. That one off the end of the bat. Over towards the Blue Jays dugout, staying alive is Pinto. No balls, two strikes. The pitch. That one, a soft chopper up towards the mound, and it was a glove effort by Vineyard trying to scoop it towards the plate. It ends up being an infield single. Coming in to score is Roque Salinas. He was off with the ball in the dirt.
Shortstop.
Second infield base hit for Adrian Pinto, and he drives in his second RBI of the year. Pinto on base for the third time tonight. And that's going to get Rachel Balkovec out of the Tampa dugout. I think we're going to have a pitching change here. Yep, she takes the ball from Vineyard. He starts walking towards the dugout. And Tampa's going to have a new pitcher when we return. It's a 3-1 ball game. Runners on the corners, one away for the Blue Jays with Manuel Beltre stepping up. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be right back with a new Tampa pitcher. We're back here. New pitcher for the Tarpons is the right-hander number 7, Matt Keating, making his season debut. And off with the pitch is Pinto. No throw towards second. And they're calling that a foul tip. Beltre didn't even swing the bat. I didn't see it foul tip, but Donnie Murphy was headed towards the plate asking for an explanation. That was just a foul tip. Pinto still standing there at second base. The 0-1. That one upstairs. One and one the count. Runners on second and third. Beltre asking for an explanation. And now that Beltre has confirmed the count, back in. Infield in for the Tarpons. Two runners in scoring position here for the Blue Jays. The 1-1. That one high and tight. So the line as it stands for Vineyard, 1 1/3, 4 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 3 Ks. But he is responsible for both runners on base now. That one in there now, 2-2. Blue Jays have left quite a few runners in scoring position so far this game. The 2-2. That one lifted right side. That's hooking. That should get out of play, and it will. Two balls, two strikes. Keating comes set. And the pitch. That one in the dirt. Full count now. Keating making his season debut and his single A debut. Pitched in just one game, one inning worth of work in the Complex League last year. Full count, one away. And the pitch. Ground ball over to third. That's going to be foul. Would have scored a run. But Beltre will have to head back to the plate and the runners back to their respective bases. Full count again. And the pitch. Now on line towards right. That's going to fall in foul territory. Just a couple inches foul. That would have plated two and probably would have been extra bases for Manuel Beltre. He inside outed it, but just couldn't keep it fair. Almost a spot to where you couldn't have placed the ball any better. But we'll try it again. Three, two again. The pitch. That one outside. That's going to load the bases now for Tucker Thoman.
Third baseman, number 35. Tucker.
So now bases loaded, one away for Tucker Thoman. Big opportunity here for the 19-year-old out of South Carolina. A switch hitter batting from the left side again. First pitch. That one in there. Starting him off with a slider. 0 for 3 so far tonight for Thoman. Corners are in. Middle infield and double play depth as that one's lined foul. Thoman now down 0-2. Peyton Williams on deck. Keating comes set. The pitch. Ground ball over towards first. They're going to go to home with it. The out is made there. And that will be all the Tarpons get. So the force at home made.
First baseman.
That keeps the bases loaded. Toman on base with a fielder's choice. Out at the plate was Mason. Everybody else moves up a bag. First pitch to Peyton Williams, taken for a strike. Blue Jays have left runners in scoring position in all but one inning thus far. There's a hard hit ground ball foul. And now Williams down 0-2. Peyton Williams, 1-for-1 tonight. Reached on what was an infield single in his last at-bat, two walks in the previous ones. That one, a backfoot slider kept in front by Martinez. One, two, two away. The pitch. Ripped towards right. Going towards the wall, and that's going to be off the top of the wall. Now, two runs come in. They're going to wave around the runner from third. Tucker Toman now is not going to get there in time. But Peyton Williams, a two RBI double. He ripped that one towards right center field, and the Blue Jays tack on two. So three runs in the inning, and we'll head towards the top half of the seventh. It's 5-1 here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays fans, for up-to-date info on your Dunedin Blue Jays, including rosters, schedules, and tickets, go to DunedinBlueJays.com. And to stay up-to-date on lineups and game results, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Dunedin Blue Jays. We're back here, top half of the seventh. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. 5-1 ball game. Your Blue Jays up here two-thirds of the way through this ball game. Jesus Rodriguez going to lead things off, batting in the sixth hole. Nathaniel Perez back out for his second inning worth of work. Can't get the call on that first pitch. 1-0 to start him off. Perez kicks, fires. That one way up above. He lost the grip on that slider. Went up over the head of Rodriguez. That'll get your attention as a batter. 2-0. Two oh pitch. That one hit him. And not happy with it was Rodriguez.
Center fielder, number 12.
Gave a bit of a glare over towards Perez on the mound before taking his base. So we'll see if that erupts into anything. Hopefully not. Now, Alan Mejia, the center fielder. First pitch. That one in there. Slider, bottom of the zone, 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. That one lifted high towards center. Right center field, it's hooking a bit. Jaden Rudd calling off for Bertis, makes the grab. About 15 feet in front of the track, and that's out number one. That's going to bring up Ronnie Rojas, the first baseman.
First baseman, number 25, Ronnie Rojas.
Rojas up now for the third time. He's 0-2. Flew out to right and struck out swinging. First pitch, inside, take it for a ball. Final line for Mason Vineyard ends up being an inning and a third, 4 hits, 3 runs, all earned. That one pops away from Hernandez. Staying at first base, though, is Rodriguez. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch. That one just missing off the plate. Three and oh now the count to Rojas. And swung on liner, caught by Pinto, over to first in time, a double play. Rodriguez was cheating off of first. He thought that was going to get over Pinto's head and into right field, but Pinto made a fantastic leaping grab.
Fans, it's now time.
That ends the inning. It's the stretch time here at TD Ballpark. We'll head to the home half of the seventh when we return. We're back here, bottom half of the seventh. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Robert Roberta is going to lead things off for Dunedin. Matt Keating still out there pitching. Finished out the last two outs of the bottom of the sixth. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Robertus. Robertus, 0-2. Reach on a walk, was caught stealing. The 0-1. Watch that one go by for strike two. One in the first, one in the second, three in the sixth. for the Blue Jays. And that one sent towards left. That could be trouble. That's going to fall for a base hit. Now headed towards second is Robertus. The throw to second will not be in time. A stand-up opposite field double for Robertus to lead off this bottom of the seventh. Now, Sammy Hernandez is going to step in. Another few opportunities here for the Blue Jays, potentially, with a runner in scoring position. All but one inning, they've gotten a runner into scoring position, at least one. And they start off this inning the same way. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch by Keating, that taken outside. Hernandez 0 for 3. Was 2 for 4 in the only game he played coming into tonight. The 1-0, that one called a strike on the outside corner. And asking for a challenge was Hernandez, but this isn't a challenge game. Chad Logano almost went with it, too. He went to call time. But it is all ABS tonight. The 1-1. Caught and a miss. A really nice slider by Keating. Now 1-2 the count. Time called at the plate. Hernandez steps out. 1-2. And the pitch. Ground ball over to short. That's going to advance the runner. Picked up. The throw's in time. Solid play out there by Ascanio. That puts Robertus on third now, 90 feet away with one out. And now Roque Salinas stepping in for the fourth time. 1-for-2 with a walk and 2 runs scored. Infield in yet again for Tampa. Big cut of that first pitch fastball, 0-1. J.C. Mason on deck. The 0-1. Ground ball, foul left side. Now 0-2 to Roque. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. And the pitch. Upstairs. Roque, always eager to swing the bat. The 1-2. That one popped up left side. That might stay in play. Over towards the dugout, and Cerna makes his third out of the game in foul territory. And that's going to bring up J.C. Mason. Last chance with the runner in scoring position here. Caught and a miss there. 0-1 to start off Mason. Robertus on third. The pitch. That one a soft grounder, third base side. That's going to be foul. Just kicks foul. Mason tried to hold up. Ended up punching it right down the line, but couldn't keep it fair. About a foot foul. The 0-2. That one inside out it again towards left, but up in the air out of play. The 0-2 again. That one called strike 3, top of the zone. Mason goes down looking with a runner on third. We'll head to the top half of the eighth. It's 5-1. And Blue Jays fans, all home games and most road games will be live right here on the Dunedin Blue Jays radio network. Can't make it to TD Ballpark or can't make a road game? Just go to DunedinBlueJays.com, go to Team and click Listen Live, or download the MILB First Pitch app. Set Dunedin as your favorite team and click the headphones icon in the top right corner to tune in and be a part of the action. Top of the eighth coming up here at TD Ballpark, 5-1, your Blue Jays in front.
Sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair, finally we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
We're back here, top half of the eighth, 5-1 ball game. Blue Jays out in front. First pitch to Roberto Chirinos is fouled left side, 0-1. New pitcher for the Blue Jays, the right-hander, Kiner Leon, number 28, on for the first time this year. That one taken down low, slider, 1-1. Kiner Leon, the 19-year-old. Out of Venezuela, signed with Blue Jays back in 2021. That one just missing, 2-1. He takes over for Nathaniel Perez. Pitched in one game for the Blue Jays last year. Went 2 1/3, gave up one run on 3 hits, 1 strikeout. Three balls and a strike. And the pitch. Slider, can't get the call. So a walk to his first batter.
Shortstop, number one.
To lead Brenny off this Escanio. Eighth inning. That's going to bring up top of the order, Brenny Escanio. One on, nobody out. First pitch, that one upstairs. The 1-0, fouled back. Evens it up 1-1. Looking around the league right now. As Escanio headed towards first, he was hit by that last pitch.
Third baseman, number 5, Jared Cerna.
So now first and second, nobody out here. Leon's got a bit of work to do now. First pitch, misses. Looked a little high, now 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. That one, a ground ball over towards Pinto. Over to second for one and first for two. 4-6-3, double play. Pinto to Belcher to Williams. And just like that.
Now batting, number 24, Dowry Arias.
Two down now, runner on third. And Dowry Arias is going to step in. First pitch to Arias is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Arias, 1-for-3, an RBI single back in the sixth inning. He's responsible for the only run on the board for Tampa, and now he's responsible for both runs on the board as he rips that one towards the right center field gap. That'll be extra bases for him. An RBI double. That makes it 5-2.
Catcher, number 13, Omar Martinez.
Back-to-back RBI hits for Dowry Arias. And now Omar Martinez will step in, still with a runner in scoring position. That one in there. Starts him off with a strike, 0-1. And as I was saying, looking around Florida State League, Clearwater and Fort Myers already went final. 6-0 win for the Threshers. They moved to 3-1, and Fort Myers falls to 2-2. Every game's in the sixth inning or later. The 1-1, that one can't get the call. 2-1. Jupiter's leading St. Lucie at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida, 3-2. Lakeland at home, currently beating the Marauders. That one's lifted towards high left center field. Coming in and making the grab is Mason, and that will end the inning. We'll take another look when we return, but we'll head to the home half of the eighth. It's now 5-2, Blue Jays out in front, and Blue Jays fans, don't miss out on opening weekend here at TD Ballpark this Friday, April 14th, to celebrate the start of yet another season of Blue Jays baseball in Dunedin. We will be lighting up the Dunedin sky with post-game fireworks. And then on Saturday, April 15th, don't miss our Family Day kickoff bash. Make your way to TD Ballpark at 5:30 p.m. for a kickoff of the first weekend of the season. The kids and the family can enjoy inflatables, face painting, music, balloon artists, and crafts throughout the night. Don't miss out on opening weekend here at TD Ballpark. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride.
We're back here, home half of the eighth, a 5-2 ball game. Last chance for the Blue Jays to add a couple insurance runs before we hit the ninth. First pitch to Jaden Rudd, taken for a strike, 0-1 to start him off. New pitcher for the Tarpons, the right-hander, number 21, Manny Ramirez. Not that Manny Ramirez, obviously. He's on for the second time this year. Pitched in one game in the Lakeland series for Tampa. Perfect inning. Struck out the side on 12 pitches. That one missed outside, 2-1. And that one clips the corner, now 2-2. But as I was saying, looking around the league, 7-4 lead for Lakeland over Bradenton. And then Daytona keeping that bid. They're unbeaten at the moment, 8-2 lead over Palm Beach in Daytona. They're in the bottom of the seventh. Full count now to Jaden Rudd, the pitch. Soft grounder back up toward the pitcher, Ramirez, with the pickup and the toss over to first for the 1-3 putout. One up, one down, now top of the order. Adrian Pinto stepping in for the fifth time tonight. Blue Jays do have a lefty warming up in the pen. Likely to come out for the ninth. Can't see who it is from here. And back-to-back balls. That one was called a strike. That one was in the dirt, called a strike. Not sure if it clipped the bottom part of the zone or if my eyes deceived me and it just went off of Martinez, who's still having trouble with that new glove. Cut and a miss, now 1-2. And the pitch, upstairs. 95-mile-an-hour fastball by Ramirez. 2-2 the count. Ramirez, the 23-year-old out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. And time called. That's going to be a pitch clock violation. Now a full count. Three balls, two strikes to Pinto. Cut and a miss. Blew the fastball by him. Now two down. First strikeout for Ramirez. That's going to bring up Manuel Beltre.
Number 7, Manuel Beltre.
Beltre up for the fifth time. He's 1-for-2. He's reached base on a walk and a catcher's interference as well. It takes that first pitch fastball inside corner. 0-1 to start him. Now on a ground ball left side, that's going to be foul. Would have had another bid for an infield single, would Beltre. Had that stayed fair, it would have been a really tough play for Jared Cerna, but it's 0-2. Out of the windup, the 0-2 pitch, that one upstairs. That one lined towards right. That's going to fall for base hit. And a nice pickup. Able to keep extra bases from happening by Nelson Medina out there. Took a weird hop towards him. And he barehanded it, keeping that from getting to the right field corner. So second hit of the night for Manuel Beltre. That brings up Tucker Thoman. He's 0-for-4. Beltre extends the inning here. First pitch to Thoman, taken down low. Thoman hasn't gone hitless in a game yet. The 1-0, ground Ground ball right side. That might be trouble. That's going to be picked up by the second baseman, and he's going to hold it there. Now the throw to second. Belcher is being a bit too aggressive, and he's going to be tagged out at third. So that does go down. That should go down as a base hit for Tucker Toman. That should keep the hitting streak alive. But that does end the inning. We'll head to the top half of the ninth here at TD Ballpark. A three-run lead for the Blue Jays. New pitcher coming in. We'll tell you who it is when we return.
When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
We're back here, top half of the ninth, and it's Ian Churchill out for the save. 5-2 lead for the Blue Jays. First pitch, the slider inside to Nelson Medina, 1-0. Churchill on for the second time this year. Pitched a scoreless inning in Fort Myers. Looked really good. Just one walk in that appearance, but two Ks. The 2-0 now, cut and a miss. Challenge him with a fastball up top. 2-1. And that one missed a little bit high. Churchill last year for the Blue Jays after he was picked in the 10th round out of the University of San Diego. 8 games, an 0.75 ERA, and 18 strikeouts in 12 innings. That one called a strike inside corner. Fastball, that arm angle by Churchill really makes that ball run. The closer he gets to the plate, and Medina thought he drew the walk. That one lifted high towards right. Medium depth, moving over towards the line is Robertus, now in foul territory, makes the grab about a step away from the wall, and that's one up, one down.
Left fielder, number 35, Jesus Rodriguez.
So one away for Jesus Rodriguez. Up for the fourth time tonight. He's 0-2. He did reach on a hit-by-pitch. Not when he lines foul right side. Owen 1 to start him off. Churchill in the first save situation of the year for the Blue Jays. Caught and a miss. The changeup. Nasty pitch outside. 0-2. Churchill's changeup is fantastic. It's got a ton of arm side run away from righty hitters. And the 0-2. That one, a squibber. That might fall. And Pinto out. That can't. He can't grab it. Just out of his reach. It falls weakly in right field for a base hit. Laid on it, but off the hands, the inside part of the bat. Was able to bloop that in for a base hit. Now Alan Mejia, the center fielder, will step in. First pitch, change up, taken for a strike. Looked low, but ABS liked it. 0-1. Final line for Kiner Leone. One inning pitched. One hit, one run, one walk, no Ks. That one down low. 1-1. Blue Jays trying to win game one here at home. Game one of hopefully 66. That one in there. Fastball bottom of the zone. Now 1-2. .66 are on the schedule, but you always know how Florida State League ends up being. The 1-2. That one upstairs. Count even, 2-2. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Another nasty changeup there by Churchill. And that's two down.
First baseman, number 25, Ronnie Rojas.
First strikeout of the appearance for Churchill. Blue Jays one out away. Ronnie Rojas up. He's 0 for 3. First pitch, quite a bit high. Oh, 1-0, rather. The 1-0. That one taken down low. Two balls, no strikes. Caught and a miss of that fastball. Wind's starting to whip here. It's picked up quite a bit since first pitch. 2-1. That one called a strike inside corner. Just clipped the zone. Two balls, two strikes. Churchill comes set. Kicks, fires. That one upstairs. 3-2. Rodriguez will get a running start here. 3-2, two outs. And the pitch. Ground ball over towards short. Picked up by Beltre. Throw is going to be in time. And the Blue Jays take the first game at home. 5-2 over Tampa. Dineen goes back to 500, now 2-2 on the year, taking game one of this six-game set against these Tampa Tarpons. Tarpons scored two runs on six hits. They committed three errors. Your Blue Jays scored five runs on 10 hits, and they committed one error.
And that's your ball game.
We're back tomorrow for game two of this six-game set against the Tampa Tarpons. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m., and we'll be live starting at 6:15. On behalf of everyone here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. Blue Jays win 5-2. We'll see you tomorrow for game two.
You probably never heard of. we're in. But when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, you know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Take my-